This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has suffered two public relations disasters this year. Last week, the agency known as DARPA had to kill a futures trading market on the politics of the Mideast. And earlier this year, Congress put limits on a surveillance project once known as Total Information Awareness. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, many researchers fear that problems like these could ruin the reputation of an otherwise effective agency.
People who spend time at DARPA can get a little teary-eyed when they talk about their time at this legendary research organization.
I think for me it was the experience of a lifetime.
Shankar Sastry served as director of DARPA's Information Technology Office and now teaches at UC Berkeley. Despite DARPA's drab Pentagon parentage, Sastry says the agency has a way of setting great minds on fire with big ideas.
It really is a pretty fertile melting ground for academia, research, industry, and basically all branches of the government.
DARPA is an incubator, a source of funding for private and university researchers who need a little boost. DARPA does this by giving the general outlines of a project and finding contractors to do the work. James Baker of the University of Michigan says DARPA works very much like a venture capital firm,
which is working with legitimate scientists in the field that are on the cutting edge and asking them to project their work into the future, to look at what they could do in 5 or 20 years if they're empowered, and then try and hasten that timeline.
That kind of approach has helped lead to all sorts of path-breaking innovations, such as conceiving of the Internet, once known as the ARPANET, and portable global positioning satellite devices. But now some are questioning whether DARPA's vision is failing. Take Total Information Awareness. The effort, directed by former National Security Advisor John Poindexter, was supposed to analyze colossal amounts of public information to identify trends that might point to terrorist activity. That idea got civil liberties groups upset, but Kenneth Flam, a former Defense Department analyst now at the University of Texas, has another problem with the idea. He says it's too mundane for DARPA.
But the idea of taking a disparate group of databases and combining them to essentially put together a complete picture of an individual is something that's being done within the private sector already. From a technical perspective, I don't think there's anything particularly visionary about it.
Flam says this represents a trend at DARPA toward short-term, visionless projects. It started in the mid-1990s, when defense budgets were shrinking.
This was a time the U.S. was being engaged in places like Kosovo and Somalia. And over that period, DARPA came under pressure to do maybe less visionary, sort of really long-term stuff and more shorter to medium-term projects.
And DARPA Director Tony Tether says it's true. The military has come to rely more heavily on DARPA for solutions to immediate problems. But Tether says DARPA stays fresh, in part through constant turnover. Most DARPA managers are only allowed to stay on for 4 years.
They haven't been here long enough to say, you know what, we tried that 10 years ago and it didn't work, without remembering why it didn't work, that in fact the underlying assumptions or technology may have changed in 10 years.
Tether defends the basic principles behind Total Information Awareness and the Future Map plan for a kind of market on politics and possible terror attacks. He says the information put out to the public gave the wrong idea about the purpose of projects that were still early in their development.
We did a lousy job of communicating what we're doing in a way that didn't scare people. Words were used in communicating to technical people as opposed to words being used that communicate to the public.
Tether says that's going to change now that he's more aware of DARPA's public face, and that public side may be one of its strong points, according to former DARPA manager Shankar Sastry.
The entire president's submission of the DARPA budget is on the DARPA webpage. And it's actually available in rather great detail for all the DARPA programs which are out in the open.
And while some agencies might fear for their funding after controversial projects were killed, DARPA appears safe. The agency's budget has gone from $2 to $3 billion since the turn of the century. That trend will likely continue as long as DARPA doesn't squander its golden reputation. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.